Adelaide University, I'm the professor of linguistics and endangered languages. I have two roles. The first one is to establish a new transdisciplinary field of inquiry that I call revivalistics, surrounding language revival from any angle, be it law, mental health, anthropology, theater, music, and linguistics, of course. And the other thing is the reclamation of the Bangala Aboriginal language of Eyre Peninsula. I go almost every 3 weeks to Eyre Peninsula, to Port Lincoln, Wayala, and Port Augusta. And together with the Bangala Aboriginal people, I'm reclaiming the Bangala Aboriginal language that was subject to linguicide, language killing.
Can you explain to us how you revived the language?
I have found a dictionary from 1844 written by a German Lutheran missionary called Klamor Wilhelm Schumann, and I told the Bangala people that I can use this dictionary that includes 3,000 words in order to reclaim the Bangala language. They were very happy and asked me to conduct workshops teaching them the language of their ancestors. We neologize, we concoct new words like the word for computer, gaga bibi wari birga or gabiwa. Gaga means head, bibi means egg, and wari birga means lightning. So it's lightning head egg, which means electric brain.
We're talking to Professor Gilad Zuckerman, and you're listening to SBS Radio Broadcasting in English around Australia with Nitz Lowenstein. Professor Gilad Zuckerman, we are talking about an Israeli professor that was born in Israel and graduated from Oxford and Cambridge teaching Aborigines their language. Can you please tell us, how do they react to you?
Aboriginal people, by and large, regard me as an indigenous person because of my Jewishness. Unlike an Anglo-Australian, I was born overseas, so I do not have the history of colonization of Aboriginal Australia. And since most Aboriginal people that I'm dealing with are Christian, they see Jews as kind of the ancestors of Christians, hence Aboriginality. Of course, I explain to them that the Jewish people exist for approximately 4,000 years, not more, whereas they have been in Australia for no less than 52,000 years. So they're much, much more ancient than my own culture.
Professor Zuckerman, how many Aboriginal languages existed in Australia before colonialism?
I would hypothesize that 225 years ago, there were 330 distinct Aboriginal languages. These languages were different from each other, like English and Chinese on the one hand, or like English and German on the other hand. Currently, unfortunately, only 13 languages, that is 4%, are alive and kicking, which means that they're spoken by the children of the tribe.
It's interesting because the languages were never, they didn't have a script. They were not written languages. They were only oral languages.
Exactly. And in fact, most languages in the world are not traditionally written. So we have currently 7,000 different languages in the world. Most of them did not have a script or an orthography or a writing system traditionally. Of course, recently they have been written by linguists or by missionaries.
What's the logic of reviving Aboriginal languages?
I have discovered that language reclamation results in empowerment, in improved mental health, in empowered well-being. So one of the first reasons that I have is just making people happier. Aboriginal people write to me unsolicitedly saying our ancestors are happy because we revive our language. This is a sign of empowerment. The other reason is writing the wrong of the past. we have killed these languages. The languages were subject to linguicide, to stolen generations from 1900 to 1970. The Aboriginal people that I work with who have been stolen, they were not allowed to speak their mother tongue. And I feel that it is immoral not to allow a person to speak his or her own language. And therefore I do it personally because of my wish to right the wrong of the past.
You teach other people their languages, do you, around the world?
Yes, I am invited because of revivalistics to practically all continents of the world, to Canada, to the United States of America, to Brazil, to South Africa, to Namibia, to Kyrgyzstan, to Germany, to New Zealand, to China, to Mongolia, to Tibet. So I travel a lot because there are many, many people all over the world, many peoples actually, who would like to learn insights about how to reclaim a sleeping beauty or a dreaming beauty language.
You're using the dream language, the dream concept from Aboriginal culture. So you did learn something from them as well.
Exactly. I concocted the term sleeping beauty for languages like Hebrew that were not a mother tongue for 1,750 years. But upon arriving in Australia and learning about the Jukurpa, the dream time, the dreaming, I've decided to modify sleeping beauty, which means no longer spoken language, to dreaming beauty, meaning an Aboriginal no longer spoken language.
Right. Professor Gilad Zuckerman, thank you very much, and good luck with assisting Aboriginal and all other people around the world reclaiming their language. Thank you.